How many of you were at Sandy Cove for the retreat last weekend? Yeah. Okay, one more question. Oh, you didn't interpret that, did you?
Yeah, I was interpreting.
Okay.
Just for now.
How many of you ate too much? If you weren't there, every meal is a buffet.
每个人在那边都知道每一顿都是饱肥餐
And it all looks so good.
那食物看起来太好了
But then we were fed many other ways, weren't we?
我们当然也通过各种各样的方式得到喂养
We were fed from the Word of God.
我们被主的话语来喂养
We were fed by wonderful fellowship.
我们也因着各样的团契，那美好的团契能得到喂养。
And there are the things that really make us strong.
还有其他，这些都是使得我们可以强壮的。
My wife is not here with me today.
今天我的妻子没有与我在一起。
Her mother has been having some physical difficulties, and we decided it is better for her to stay at the farm today with her mother.
她妈妈今天身体不好，所以我们就决定让她今天就跟着母亲在这个农场那边待着。But
she sends her love and her greetings, and you know she's praying for us right now.
她让我带来她的爱，还有她的问候，你知道她现在就在为我们祷告。Our
text this morning is in the second chapter of the book of Acts.
我们今天的经文是在使徒行传第二章。
And we're reading from verse 1, and I'm going to just read through verse 7.
我们从第二章第一节读到第七节。
I will read first in the English, and then it will be read in the Mandarin.
先读英语，然后再读中文。
Acts 2, 1 through 7. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard the sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own tongue or language. Utterly amazed, they asked, Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans?
好，我们从第二章第一节读到第七节。如果你现在手头有圣经，就可以自己打开，我们一块儿来读。一二三，请五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所在的屋子。 又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话了。那时有虔敬城的犹太人从天下各国来，住在耶路撒冷。这声音一响，众人都来聚集，个人听见门徒用众人的相谈说话，就甚纳闷。 都惊讶稀奇说，看哪，这说话的不都是加利利人吗？
Let's bow for a moment of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Holy Spirit of God, we honor you today.
上帝的圣灵，今天我们尊崇您。
And again, we invite you to be in our midst to do your work.
再次，我们邀请你来到我们中间来做你的工。
Reveal the truth to us.
向我们展明你的真理。
And may the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, be lifted up.
愿上帝之子耶稣基督能被高举。
It is in His name we pray.
因奉他的名我们来呼求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, happy birthday!
生日快乐
It's Pentecost Sunday.
今天是五旬节主日
Would you turn to someone right there where you are and say, happy birthday?
你能不能跟周围人讲说生日快乐 Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. 生日快乐
Do you like to go to birthday parties?
你喜不喜欢到生日宴席
I do.
我喜欢
If you're going to have a birthday party, invite me.
如果你有生日 party, 你就一定要邀请我
Particularly, if you're going to have ice cream.
特别是当你有冰淇淋
I would be glad to come andRejoice and have a good time with you.
我会非常开心的而来，能跟你一起花很好的时间。
And of course, I'll bring a gift.
当然，我也会带礼物。
Because you always take a gift to a birthday party.
当然，生日宴会，你肯定要带一个礼物去。
And you see, Pentecost is not so different.
你看，五旬节也是差不多的。
It is the birthday of the church.
是教会的生日。
And God has given us gifts.
上帝就给了我们礼物。
And those gifts come through the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个礼物是借着圣灵的工作而来。
Well now, what are the gifts about which I'm talking this morning?
这些礼物，大家想知道是什么是我今天要谈的这些礼物呢？
There are two ways of thinking of this.
只有两种办法可以思考这个问题。
One is the gifts of the Spirit that are listed in Romans and Corinthians.
有一个办法是可以思考圣灵的礼物在罗马书还有哥林多前书中间所讲的。
These are the unusual gifts that God gives to individuals.As it pleases him to do.
这就是上帝所喜悦的给每一位基督徒单独所给的各样的这种礼物。
The gift of healing, the gift of tongues, the gift of giving, the gift of hospitality.
施舍的这种恩赐，还有讲方言的恩赐，医治的恩赐，还有这种慷慨待人的恩赐。
All of these gifts are given to build up.The body of Christ.
所有的这些礼物和恩赐是为了用来建造主的身体。
But I'm talking about a little different kind of gift this morning.
今天早上我所谈到的礼物是有一点不太一样。
You see, the Holy Spirit Himself is a gift to everyone who is a follower of Jesus Christ.
你可以看到圣灵他本身就是给这些所有耶稣基督的门徒所给的这样的礼物。
And with that gift of the Holy Spirit come other gifts to you and to me as children of God.
因为圣灵本身是我们的礼物，也同时有其他的各样的礼物能给我们这些上帝的儿女。
It's about those gifts that I want to talk this morning.
今天早上我所要说的就是这样的一些礼物。
Before I do that, however, I want to remind you of two things about the Holy Spirit.
在我做这一切之前，我首先想提醒你关于圣灵的两个方面的情况。
Don't forget that the Holy Spirit is a person.
所以首先不要忘记，圣灵是有位格的。
And for many years, there were references to the Holy Ghost.
有很多年，大家就是说是圣灵像是鬼灵一样。
People saw the Holy Spirit as just some kind of force or power in the world.
有人就认为圣灵好像就是这种力量，这种气，这种在世界上的这种能力。
Certainly, the Holy Spirit does bring God's power to us.
的确，圣灵的确带给我们上帝的能力。
But the Holy Spirit is a person.
但是圣灵是有位格的。
And second, I want you to remember, He is one of the Trinity.
第二件事情，我想提醒大家，他是三位一体中间一位。
We as followers of Jesus Christ believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们耶稣基督的门徒，我们相信有圣父、圣子、圣灵。
All three make one.
这三位实际上组成一位神。
They are all part of God.
他们都是上帝的一部分。
So if you go way back.To the book of Genesis, in the second verse, you will see that the Spirit of God was there at the beginning of creation.
如果你回到创世纪第一章第二节，你就看到在创世纪的一开始，一开始创造的时候，圣灵，上帝的灵就在那里。
Do you remember when the three men were thrown into the fiery furnace?Because they would not bow their knee to the king.
你记不记得那个三个人曾经被扔到燃烧的这个火炉中间，因为他们不肯能向这个王来屈膝。
They went down and they looked in the furnace.
当他们进到那个火炉的时候，当有人看到往火炉里面看的时候
，Didn't you just put three men in there?
他们说你不是只把三个人扔在里边吗
？Yes.
对。是这样子。
Well, we see four.
他们说，但是我们看到了四位。
And one is like unto the Son of God.
他们说，其中一个看起来就是上帝的儿子的样子。
Now, I'm just giving you two quick references.
我只是给你一个两个非常快就给你们两个圣经的这种经文。
But there are many other places where we see the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ.Coming up or emerging in the Old Testament.
我们还有其他各个方面在旧约中间已经可以看到圣灵，还有耶稣基督圣子已经在旧约中间已经开始展现出来。
So the Holy Spirit is a person.
所以圣灵是有位格，就像人一样的这样带有这种。
The Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity.
而圣灵也是三位一体的一部分。
Now, what are the gifts that He gives us?
他给我们什么样的礼物
？Well, the first gift is the gift of a counselor or helper.
所以第一个礼物就是他作为这个帮助者或者作为保惠师。
You see, Jesus gave us a promise that He would give us the Holy Spirit.
你看到耶稣给了我们应许，他要给我们圣灵。
Would you, that read English, read this out loud with me? If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth.The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
好，我们一起来读中文。下一个，一二三，请。你们若爱我，就会遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就赐给你们另外一位保惠师，使他永远与你们同在。他就是真理的灵，是世人不能接受的，因为他们既看不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要住你们。
And so you see, he tells them, I'm going to send you another counselor.
你看到他们，他告诉他们，我会送给你另外一位保惠师。
The word another counselor, that phrase means I'm sending someone else just like me.
这个当他说另外一位保惠师这个意思本身是我要给你送另外一位就跟我一样。
And he is just like Jesus because he is of the Trinity.
他的的确确确实像耶稣基督因为他是三一神的一部分。
Do you recall Jesus gathering the disciples?
记不记得耶稣曾经把门徒聚在一起？
Some left their nets as fishermen to follow Jesus.
有些人把他们作为打鱼者的这种渔网给放下来跟随耶稣基督。
Of course, Matthew left his tax table to follow Jesus.
马太当然就把他自己收税的这种亭子给放弃来跟随耶稣基督。
All of them had turned their backs on their previous lives, and for 3 years they went with Jesus everywhere he went.
他们中间所有的人都是把他们自己以前所做的都放下跟随耶稣3年无论耶稣到哪里去他们都跟着走
Now in this culture in which the New Testament is written to turn your back on your family and your parents was one of the worst things you could do
在新约那个时候的那个文化如果你是离开你自己的父母离开你自己的亲人那是可以人可以做的最糟糕的一件事情
There are many cultures today where it is still considered wrong for children to leave their parents
在今天这样的文化从世界上有些文化仍然有这样的情况如果孩子离开父母是很错误的
If you leaveDon't expect to ever come back.
如果你离开，就不要期待你能回去。
And so they had left everything to follow Jesus.
所以他们放弃了一切来跟随耶稣。
And now Jesus says to them, "I'm leaving you."
所以耶稣这个时候就告诉他们，我要离开你们了。
Can you imagine how they felt?
你能不能想象他们有什么样的感觉？
You're leaving us.
你要离开我们。
You can't do that.
你真的不该这样做。
We left everything to follow you.
我们放弃了一切来跟随你。
And in the 14th chapter of John, Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid."
在14章约翰福音14章耶稣就跟他们讲你们的心不要担心也不要害怕
Well, that's easy for Jesus to say
让耶稣讲起来很轻松
But they're the ones being left behind
但他们是这些被丢在后边的一群
Go back to the previous verse
我们再回到前面的那个经文
This is where he says I'm going to send you another counselor
这个就是他所说的我要给你们送另外一位保惠师
I am not leaving you without support
我不会把你们丢下来而没有任何的支持
He says here This counselor will be with you forever
他说这位保惠师会永远与你们同在
And so the gift of the Holy Spirit to you today is a giftThat never ends.
所以圣灵这个礼物今天与你同在是这样的一个永远不会离开你们的这样的礼物。
The Holy Spirit comes to live in you forever.
所以圣灵来住在你们生命之中，永远住在你们生命之中。
Now, Jesus then says to them, "He has been with you, but will be in you."
耶稣接着就往下说他一直在与你们同在但是现在要住在你们里边
Of course there's evidence in the Old Testament that the Spirit of God was with the prophets
在旧约中间的的确确是有这样的证据上帝的灵是与这些先知同在
But now comes the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel
现在就已经是来到了这个时刻约珥他所宣告的这种先知的这种预言就成就了
I'm sorry. The one who has been with you is now going to live within you.
那位本来与你们同在一起的，现在要住在你们里面。
Paul says it this way.
保罗是如此说。
If any of you do not have the Spirit of God, you are none of His.
保罗说，如果你们中间没有圣灵，你们就不属于他。
I've had people ask me if I have ever received the Holy Spirit.
我有人问我说有没有接受圣灵。
Yes, I have.
我说是的，我有。
They say, well, when did you receive the Holy Spirit?
他们就问我什么时候你接受了圣灵。
My answer is, when I received Christ as my Savior.
我说当我接受耶稣基督作为我的救主的时刻。
You see, you can't section off God as though you can receive Christ and not the Holy Spirit.
所以你看来你是不能把上帝这样子来分割，好像是你可以接受基督而不要接受圣灵。
Now, certainly, there are experiences in our life when we yield to the power and work of the Holy Spirit.
的的确确在我们的生命中有如此的经历，我们要能不能这样子顺服圣灵，服从圣灵。
But that's not the first time the Holy Spirit has been at work in you.
我们要服从圣灵来经受他的这样的能力，这也不是第一次圣灵在你生命中做工。
For when you received Christ came, the Holy Spirit came to live in you.
因为当你接受耶稣基督的时候，作为救主，圣灵就在你里边就开始居住。
You are the temple.Of the Holy Spirit, Paul said.
保罗说你是圣灵的殿。
He said, "Don't you know the Holy Spirit lives in you?"
他说你不是知道圣灵是住在你们中间吗？
So the one who came at Pentecost is with us forever.
那在五旬节而来的那位会与我们永远同在。
For he is the Counselor, the Helper.The advocate.
他因为他就是保惠师，就是帮助者，就是为我们辩护者。
Then Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit is also the basis of your knowledge of truth.
耶稣接着说，圣灵是我们认识真理的这样知识的这样的基础。
Let's look at John 16:13.
我们看约翰福音第16章7节。
He says, I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you, you see?
好，我们一块来读1、2、3情。然而我把真情告诉你们，我去对你们是有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不会到你们这里来。我若去，就差他到你们这里来。
Let's look at the next.
让我们看下一句经文。
But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth.
大家请，但真理的灵来的时候，他要引导你们进入一切真理。
So the gift of the Holy Spirit is the gift of spiritual knowledge.
所以圣灵的这样的一个礼物，就是对于属灵的真理的这样的一个认识。
Now, I became a Christian, a follower of Christ, in my senior year, my final year in high school.
我自己成为基督徒，成为耶稣基督的门徒，是在高中，在高中最后一年。
The year before, that would be my 11th grade or junior year, I was not doing very well in math.
在这一年之前，11年级的时候，我的数学不怎么样。
Algebra has never been a favorite subject of mine.
代数 right? Algebra. 代数从来都不是我喜欢的这个题目。
And I'm glad to report that since that day until today, I have never again needed algebra.
我现在很高兴向大家报告，自从那一天直到今天，我从来都不需要再去用代数。
But now I became a Christian.
但是我现在成了基督徒。
And the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth.
圣灵就带领我们进入一切的真理。
My grades in math were no better in my senior year.
我数学在最后一年十二年级的时候也没好在哪里。
Somehow, in spite of the Holy Spirit in my life, I still couldn't figure out algebra.
所以尽管圣灵在我生命之中，我那个代数还是搞不清楚。
Well.He's supposed to lead me into all truth.
但是他本来是应该带领我进入一切真理。
I should get good grades on my examination.
我考试的时候当然应该有好成绩。
I think you understand the distinction, the difference I'm making here about the matter of truth.
我相信你们都知道我现在所把这个真理所在这个地方所讲的不同。
There is truth that is available to everyone who has the brain and the ability to learn.
有些真理是对所有就有这样大脑有这样能力去学的人都可以得到的。
I am sure there are some of you, particularly if you're in IT,You're wonderful in math.
我知道你们中间，特别是你们做 IT 的人，数学特别的棒。
God bless you.
上帝祝福你们。
And you were good in math before you ever met Jesus.
你们没有遇见耶稣的时候，那数学就已经不错了。
Because you see, two and two is four.
你们可以看到二加二就等于四。
That's true, isn't it?
这个就是真，这是真理的公理。
Do you have to be a Christian to understand that?
你是不是一定要是基督徒才能够理解这个道理呢？
No.
不是。
In our English language, we have capital letters.
在英文中间，因为有大写的字母。
And so when we talk about the truth of two and two being four,The word truth has a little t in front of it.
所以当我们说二加二等于四，这种真理呢，它呢是用小写字母这样的一个 t 这样的代表。
But when the Bible talks about the Holy Spirit leading us into all truth, that word is spelt with a big T.
当圣经上说到真理的灵圣灵要引导我们进入一切的真理这个真理那个真他们用英文的时候就用的是大写的那个字
Because this is truth concerning God.
因为这个真理是跟上帝有关的
This is truth concerning the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是与主耶稣基督有关的这样的真理
This is truth about God's plan of salvation.
这是有关上帝拯救计划的这样的真理。
This is truth about the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是有关圣灵工作的这样的真理。
And this truth is neither learned nor discovered through only the function of the brain.
这个真理不是说是通过学习、通过探索、通过我们大脑的这样的功能所能够得到的。
This truth.Is the revelation of God to us through the Holy Spirit?
这个真理是透过上帝的真理，上帝真理透过圣灵向我们启示出来的。
You see, when the Holy Spirit comes, He reveals truth that is basic to salvation.
所以当圣灵来的时候，他是来向我们彰显有关于拯救的这样的真理。
Look at this verse.
让我们看这个经文。Next one, right?
Slide, here. When he, that is the Holy Spirit, comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come. In regard to sin, Because men do not believe in me, Jesus said. In regard to righteousness, because I'm going to the Father. In regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned.
我们一块来读，一二三，请。他来的时候，要为罪、为义、为审判，指证世人。为罪是因为他们不信我，为义是因我到父那里去，为审判是因这世界的统治者已受了审判。
You see, the work of the Holy Spirit is to reveal to us God's plan for us, which is beyond our human understanding.
所以圣灵的工作是要向我们表明上帝对我们的计划，这是超越我们人所能理解的。
You look about in the world today.
如果我们看今天的世界。
Pastor Dan prayed for those people in London and Chicago being killed.
欧牧师刚才祷告是为那些在伦敦、在芝加哥的人被杀害。
How can people do this to other people that they don't even know?
人怎么可以对其他他们不认识的人做这样的事情？
I live just outside of Baltimore, Maryland.
我在马里兰的巴尔的摩外边住。
We are only second to Chicago in the number of murders almost daily.
我们就跟芝加哥相比，我们是全美国第二大的关于就是有关这种谋杀事件发生的，几乎每天都有这样的情况。
Doesn't this bother people?
这样难道不会让大家担心吗？
Don't they feel bad about what they're doing?
难道他们对自己所做的事情不觉得难过吗？
We live in a country, my friend, that has lost its conscience.
朋友们，我们所住的国家已经是失去了他们的良心。
We no longer feel bad about sin.
我们对罪已经不感到不好了。
But it takes the Holy Spirit to come and reveal the awfulness of sin.
但是我们需要圣灵来，能够让我们感受看到罪的这样的邪恶。
And righteousness comes only because God the Father forgives us and clothes us in righteousness.
义来到我们中间是唯独是当天父饶恕我们，给我们穿上义的袍子。
And only through the work of the Holy Spirit do we see how final God's judgment is as the devil himself is being judged.
唯有透过圣灵的工作，我们才能看得出来上帝的审判是多么的有决定性的这样的意义，就像是现在这个撒旦已经是被审判一样。
So the Holy Spirit is with you to revealThe truth of God.
所以圣灵在与你同在，来彰显，来显表明上帝的真理。
Now there's one thing I want to mention in this context.
在这个上下文中间，我还想提到另外一个情况。
The Holy Spirit reveals sin, righteousness, and judgment.
圣灵是在要来彰显这个罪，还有义，还有审判。
You and I do not.
你和我不会。
That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
The reason I say that is because often we try to convince people that they need to know Christ.
我之所以这样讲，常常是我们想能够劝别人，他们应该认识耶稣基督。
We even get in arguments.Trying to prove our position.
我们甚至跟人争论来证明我们的这个位置。
We memorize verses of scripture so we can prove to somebody that they're lost without Jesus.
我们也背很多的经文，想向人来证明他们没有耶稣基督，他们就失落了。
You can't do it.
你不能这样做。
You can't persuade them.
你没有办法去劝他们。
You can't argue with them.
你没有办法跟他们争辩。
There's no diagram, no booklet, no argument that's going to cause a person to say, "Oh, you're right. I need Jesus."
这没有什么图画，没有什么一些计划或者一些节目，能够使一个人就突然说，哦，那我就是需要耶稣基督。
Now, it may happen.
可能会发生。
But if it does, it is the revelation of the Holy Spirit.That brings that about.
如果发生，这是圣灵的启示所带来的结果。
I got a call one night. My office was in Manhattan, New York City. I got a phone call late at night.
有一天，我得到了一个电话，是曼哈顿那边。
There was a group of Christians meeting with some of their friends on a university campus in Manhattan.
就是有一群的基督徒在曼哈顿的有一个校园里边，有一群基督徒聚在一起。
Not crew.
不是这个校园团契的。
This fellow called me. He said, "Jim, I'm here with a couple of students. We've been in an argument about faith. You need to come right away."
他给我说的电话，这个人就说我们在跟一群学生正在讨论，正在争论关于这个信仰的事情，你要赶紧过来。
I said, "What do you want me to do?"
我说你想让我做什么呢
？Well, he said, "Three of them are Roman Catholic, and I know you were once a Roman Catholic, and we got into an argument about the Pope, and I figured you could come down and straighten them out."
Oh, 他说这中间三个是天主教徒，我也知道你也曾经做过天主教徒，我们中间有一个问题就争论教皇的问题，所以那我知道你要来就可能就会让他们听话。
I said, "I ain't coming."
我说那我不会去。
You got yourself in the mess, get yourself out of it.
你给自己找了麻烦，你就自己想办法出来。
I have no interest in getting into religious arguments.
我说我对这些宗教的这些争论没有兴趣。
There's nothing redemptive about proving to people that as a Presbyterian, Calvinism is true.
就像一个作为一个长老教会的信徒，如果去想办法去证明加尔文派就是真理，这个根本没有任何拯救的功能。
Friends, relax. That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
朋友们要放心，因为这是圣灵自己的工作。
Your work is to fast and pray and submit yourself to the control of the Holy Spirit.
你的工作就是禁食祷告，把你自己顺服在圣灵的工作之下。
Because the Holy Spirit has promised he will come and reprove of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come.
因为圣灵已经有应许，他必将再来，就为罪、为义、为审判，来指证罪人，指证世人。
Okay, quickly.Turn to the 8th chapter of Romans in your Bible.
我们再看罗马书第八章。
Because the third gift I want to talk about is the gift of spiritual growth.
这第三个礼物我要谈的是关于属灵灵命增长、灵命成长的这样的礼物。
Spiritually, you will grow as you listen and lean on the teaching of the Holy Spirit.Through the Word of God,
在如果你是能够依靠、能够聆听圣灵借着上帝的话语所做的这样的工作，你属灵就会成长。
Read Romans 8:6 with me out loud. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace.
我们中文一二三，请体贴肉体就是死。体贴圣灵就是生命和平安。
And so the Holy Spirit brings life and peace as He dwells within you.
所以圣灵因着他在我们居住在我们里边，就会带给我们生命和平安。
Let's look at Romans 8:11.
我们再看罗马书八章十一节。
Read this one with me. And the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you.
好，我们一二三，请。然而，使耶稣从死人中复活的上帝的灵，若住在你们里面，那使基督从死人中复活的，也必借着住在你们里面的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
So he gives you life, and he gives you peace, but he also gives life to your mortal bodies as he lives in you.
所以他给你生命，给你平安，也借着他住在你里边，把你必死的身体又给你生命。
Let's look at Romans 8:26.
我们看罗马书八章二十六节。
This has been one of the most comforting verses that I have memorized.
这是我所背诵的，我所背诵的最带有安慰的这样的经文之一。
Read it with me. In the same way.The Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express.
我们一块儿，同样，我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。我们本不知道当怎样祷告，但是圣灵亲自用无可言喻的叹息替我们祈求。
And so, that transformed mind through the work of the Holy Spirit gives life and peace.
这就借着圣灵那个赐生命跟平安的圣灵，就把我们自己的大脑就彻底更新改变了。
And his life in you gives life to this mortal body.
他在我们里边这个生命，实际上使得我们这个必死的生命就可以真正活出来。
And the Holy Spirit comes to help us.In our weakness.
而且圣灵在我们软弱的时刻来帮助我们。
I don't know how I should pray.
我不知道我应当如何的祷告。
I think I'm praying for the right things.
我觉得我是对我的祷告都是很正确的。
But as I pray, I am glad I can say, Holy Spirit, you interpret this to God in a way.That honors your Son, Jesus Christ.
所以在我祷告的时候，我可以有这样的信心讲：圣灵，你把我的祷告真的是把它翻译成能够使得耶稣基督得到荣耀的这样的方式。
The Holy Spirit, the gift, you see, of life and of peace and of spiritual understanding.
所以圣灵所给的礼物有生命，有平安，还有属灵的这种理解力。
The Holy Spirit, I said at the beginning,
圣灵
is a person.
我一开始说到圣灵是有位格的，也就是圣灵是一个就像我们人一样是有这样的位格。
And the Bible tells us that it is possible for you to grieve the Holy Spirit.
圣经也告诉我们，我们可能使圣灵担忧。
The Scripture says you can quench the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经也说到，我们会熄灭圣灵的感动。
In this version, the NIV it says you can put the Spirit's fire out.
这个中间还有一种翻译是，你把圣灵的火可以把它给熄灭掉。
I like that.
我喜欢他这样的一种翻译。
Because there are a lot of churches on the verge of seeing great things.
我有很多的教会已经是在那本来就要看到非常伟大的事情发生。
But folks come and say, "We have never done it like that before."
结果就有人过来说，我们从来没有这样做过。
That's not the traditions that we're used to.
这不是我们所习惯的这样的传统。
And there are multitudes of churches today in which the Holy Spirit is being quenched.
这有很多的教会，其中圣灵的这样的感动就是被这样火焰就是被熄灭掉。
The fire is out.
这个火就要熄掉了。
And if the Holy Spirit didn't show up for 3 months, the people in the pews on Sunday would never know it.
如果圣灵三个月不来，在地下在下面坐的弟兄姐妹没有人知道。
That's tragic but true.
这是悲剧，但这的确确是真的事情。
And then he tells us.It's possible to resist the Holy Spirit.
然后最后他告诉我们，我们是有可能抗拒圣灵的。
I've had some arguments with God on occasion.
我有时候我会跟上帝来争论。
He has told us that there were things we needed to do, and we didn't want to do them.
他有告诉我们，我们应当做一些事情，但我们不想做。
Can I?Be very personal for a moment.
我能不能好像进入更加私人的事情？
This past week, Colleen and I had to sit down with members of her family.
在过去这个礼拜， Colleen 我太太和我就必须跟她的亲人坐在一起。
They're all followers of Christ.
他们都是基督的门徒。
But Colleen brought them together.
Colleen, 我太太就把大家聚集在一块儿。
And she said, "I've been told that I have offended you, and talked in ways that have made you feel bad, and I want to ask your forgiveness."
她说我听说是我冒犯了你们，我讲话使得你们不高兴，我现在是想要求你们，我想请求你们的饶恕。
You think that's easy to do?
你有没有觉得这是很容易这样做？
Some of you here are carrying things inside, and you've never made the effort to resolve them, even though God has said you need to.
你们中间可能在心里边就是存了很多这样的东西，你从来没有机会去解决这些问题，尽管上帝跟你说你要处理。
But we resist the Holy Spirit.
但是我们抗拒圣灵。
God says there's resentment, and you need to deal with it.
上帝说你们中间有各种各样的苦毒，你们需要来处理。
There's prejudice, and you need to deal with it.
有你心中有歧视，你要来处理。
There's anger, and you need to deal with it.
你有愤怒，你要来处理。
And you back away and say, "Wait a minute, God, that's tough."
你就退后说，上帝，等等，这实在很难呐。
Friends, if we resist the Holy Spirit,
朋友们,
if we quench the Holy Spirit, we lose the dynamic of spiritual growth.
朋友，如果我们抗拒圣灵，如果我们去消灭圣灵的感动，我们就失去了这样属灵生命成长的这样的机会。
I want to ask, do we need a new Pentecost.
我想问我们需不需要一个新的五旬节
？Right here in this congregation.
也就是在我们现在的这些弟兄姐妹中间，来有一个新的五旬节。
Do you personally know that the Holy Spirit dwelling in you is giving you life and peace?
你自己是不是知道圣灵在你们就？在你自己生命中间，那位圣灵赐给了你生命和平安。
Have you grieved the Spirit?
你有没有使圣灵担忧？
Have you put the Spirit's fire out?
你有没有使圣灵的火这样子熄灭掉？
Have you resisted the Holy Spirit?
你有没有曾经抗拒圣灵？
Today,
今天就在今天。
A new Pentecost for you.
一个新的、崭新的五旬节将会为你而来。
Because you're ready to say whatever the Holy Spirit says.
因为你做好准备要说，无论圣灵要说什么
，I will do it.
我就会遵行。
I will do it.
我要遵行。
I want to pray for you.
我想为你们来祷告。
Bow with me in prayer, please.
跟我一同来低头祷告去。
Almighty God, it seems like I'm trying to convince people to do what only your Holy Spirit can lead them to do.
全能的神，好像我自己在做一些事情，来想让别人做一些事情，实际上只有圣灵才能使得人愿意如此行。
So I pray, Holy Spirit of God, convict of sin and righteousness and judgment to come.
所以我就祷告圣灵啊，上帝的灵，你来亲自向我们指证，来让我们心里明白罪，还有义，还有审判，将要到来的审判。
If we have grieved you, O God, forgive us.
主啊，如果我们要让你忧伤，曾经让你忧伤，请你饶恕我们。
If we have quenched your call.Upon our lives, forgive us.
我们如果是熄灭过曾经你对我们生命的呼召，求你饶恕。
If we have resisted the conviction that has come to us as your children, forgive us.
如果我们真的是去熄灭你所在我们心中所给我们的这样的印证。我们作为你的孩子所应该得到这一切的印证，主啊，饶恕我们。
Almighty God, I am praying in the name of Jesus that the power of the Holy Spirit might sweep across this congregation with a renewed sense of yieldedness and surrender to your will.
全能的神，我祷告，真的是圣灵的能力可以在我们这一个会众中间，可以在我们中间来运行，使得我们真的是有一个更新，愿意降服，愿意顺服。
I pray this in the name of Jesus, our Savior.
我们奉我们救主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.